The chairman of the National Commission for Civic Education, Larry Dimi, says Ghana cannot be described as a democratic country. He said prevailing conditions in the country do not favor such a description. Mr. Dimi was speaking at the opening of the 11th annual National Constitution Week in Accra. Ubu Kwinogo was at the ceremony and has filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, in the year 2000 instituted a National Constitution Week, which commences on the 28th of April each year. The chairman of the commission, Larry Dimi, said though there have been five consecutive successful presidential and parliamentary elections and peaceful transfers of political power, as well as a semblance of rule of law and some institutions like the media, civil society groups and political parties appearing to be functioning, Ghana is not yet a democratic country, but could best be described as a virtual democratic state. Mr. Dimi equally criticized the institution of chieftaincy, which he says is a counterweight to liberal democratic development. He said about 85% of Ghanaians live in rural communities and are being controlled by chiefs who are not democratically elected. The main speaker of the occasion, Dr. Michael Pesa, who is a research fellow at the Institute of Adult Education of the University of Ghana, also held the view that there are deficits in the Ghanaian democracy. Speaking on the topic, Ghana's democratic development since 1992, prospects and deficits, Dr. Pesa suggested that efforts be made to include a larger part of Ghanaians in public policy making and governance if nation building is to be complete. Dr. Kwesa also criticized the media for some of its excesses. He suggested that in order to inject professionalism and creativity into the media, the National Media Commission, without compromising press freedom, can introduce ratings whereby businesses and individuals will be forced to direct resources to media houses with the highest ratings. This situation, he opined, will compel practitioners and employers to prioritize regular training and capacity building. On decentralization, Dr. Kwesa suggested that while the president may retain the power to appoint metropolitan, municipal, and district chief executives, the power to remove them should be vested in the local people. The research fellow further suggested that in the spirit of nation building and inclusiveness, provisions could be made in the law for a defeated presidential candidate with a specified percentage of votes to be a member of parliament to serve as the leader of his or her party in the House.
That report was filed by Bubu Kwinogo. Meanwhile, the former president of the Bonafu Regional House of Chiefs, Nana Adiwudin Edujem Fiampim, has disagreed with the chairman of the NCCE, Larry Dimi's position that Ghana does not practice full democracy because of the enormous power of traditional chiefs and the endemic corruption in the public and private sectors of the economy. He told Radio Ghana's Abraham Asare that before the colonial era, the country already had a system of democracy because traditional chiefs were elected.
Sometimes people make mistakes by trying to compare our kind of democracy with Western kind of democracy and so on and so forth.
Is there anything like our kind of democracy? Do we not have a universally accepted democratic way of doing things in any country?
The Westminster type of democracy is different. But before we had association with the whites, before party politics was introduced, we had our kind of democracy, the chief sat in state, and we had all his wing chiefs, and any issue was discussed thoroughly before the consensus was reached. And if this is not democratic, I don't know what is more democratic than this.
But the chief is not elected. A chief ascends to the throne by inheriting a vacant in the stool, or how do you call it, cane, and he's there until he dies. That is not democracy.
That is our type of democracy, because the chief, before he becomes the chief, must have been groomed. And if he falls foul of the tenets which make him a chief, he can be destroyed.
Former president of the Bonafu Regional House of Chiefs, Nana Adiwudin Edujem Fiampim, talking to Abraham Asare.